with music from Lady A on Early Morning Country.
ABC News, good morning, I'm George Roberts. Queensland is expected to reach another COVID-19 vaccination milestone this week. The Deputy Premier is urging people not to delay getting their second jab once they're eligible. The Julia Dennis report.
The 90% vaccination target for Queenslanders over the age of 16 is the final hurdle.
Or you can download the ABC News app.
I'm sure the teams are looking after things during the festive and New Year period, allowing me to find out what it's like to not be away for this time. It's very unusual. So, good to set the alarm again this morning, though. I did have to, I did set the alarm, but I did wake up before it. So the body is back in training again, which is nice to see. Thank you. Everyone, Meech and Christy Lee and all the team members have been looking after you at this time in the morning. That can help with something as well. Getting some text through about the weather on our text line 0487 993 222, because a number of people around Queensland are saying just how dry it continues to be and how they would like to know. Sandra, who's in Villa, saying, good morning, Michael. Welcome back to 2022. As it so happens, we had 12 millimetres of very welcome rain from storm yesterday morning. It was unusual because it came from south to north, and it was narrow, but fortunately for us, it cut right into Villarreal. Good on you, Sandra. I hope you enjoyed that, and she also is giving a big shout-out this morning to her sister, Janet and Mari. Hope they're having a wonderful day as well. Of course, the weather mixed bag if you're in Villa, you might enjoy that rain, but certainly the storm in Toowoomba, not all that pleasant or welcome, and certainly the heat in the Western communities over the next day has been something to talk about, or not talk about, because talking about it makes it hot, but we will take a look at that in the forecast coming up soon. And Jack in Ellerish in North Queensland saying, hello Michael, and to Alex, you're back, yes, Alex is back in very soon. And Jack says, the sunrise is a striking colour, providing a look into pre-history. The light shining through the dark from volcanic activity. Of course, we send our thoughts to all of our friends in Tonga and the surrounding areas affected by that volcano. The tsunami warning for us over the weekend too. It's all happened really, isn't it? And there has been that little story involving a certain tennis player. We've heard in the news before, his home nation Serbia, they're not happy. We're here from the president from Serbia.
Whistling the wind sent me home. I knew there was something more. Love so much, fell in love with you. Put my trust in what I know. With your faces that had stained my head. So long, the world didn't care.